This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Thursday night, welcome back. Welcome back, everybody, to Stand Up for News. Stand Up for News. Stand Up for News.
We'll stand up for you. You can stand up too. Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand up for news. You got to stand up for news.
Thanks for singing with us, Kurt Ryan. Our special guest today is Kurt Ryan. Say hello, Kurt.
Hey, how's it going?
And my co-host today, as usual, and I'm her co-host, Robin the Macho Woman Savage.
Oh, hello. It's great to be here. You're Facebook famous. I know who you are now.
And then my other co-host here today is Manny Avila, and I'm his co-host. Welcome back to the studio.
Hello, co-host. How are you doing today? Shout out to everybody out there in Radio Land. We're here.
Introduce a few of them while you're at it.
All right. Next up, we don't just have Robin Savage. We have a whole WrestleMania event here. We got Mr. Russell X Mania. Yeah. And next up, this man needs no introduction. He has a voice that'll make your panties drop from across the ocean. Mr. Captain Jim Morgan himself. Say hi, Captain.
Let's get ready to rumble.
All right. So,
I just heard some panties drop, right?
I wish I knew what that sounded like, but I don't.
Sorry about that, guys.
I wish I knew what that sounded like. Our sponsor is Modjointment. So Modjointment is a CBD THC infused topical spray ointment that relieves pain within 5 minutes. You gave it to your husband, Robin. How'd that go?
I did. He is using it and he loves it. His knee was hurting him, his hip was hurting him, and I legitimately gave it to him for like a week, and he loves it. And that's not even me like trying to be all radio-y.
You're really selling it, Robin.
I have free samples. Anybody get a hold of me at 727-479-5861. That's the number for Stand Up for News. If you call us, we'll send you a free sample. And you can get a hold of it on any... That's modjointment.com, basically. Or through us. And Jim, you tried a sample of Modjointment, right?
Yeah, that really helped with a little knee pain that I was having. So, you know, little minor aches and pains and so forth. Really very good stuff.
Awesome.
If you don't believe that, man, you don't believe nothing.
this ain't your mama's ointment. This is Modjointment.
Yeah, that sounded like a court testimony.
If it works on a man my age, it'll work on you.
That's my new slogan.
That's such a smooth way to say it, Jim.
I want you to tell me if you guys want to vote on this one, okay? Ready? Okay. It's not your mama's ointment. It's Modjointment.
Whoa. Okay,
thumbs up. You like it?
That's our new slogan.
Jim, you got a better one?
I'll come up with one.
All right, well, for now, until we vote on yours, mine's going to stand. Modjointment, get a hold of us here at Stand Up for News, and we will get you a bottle. Modjointment.com. Get a hold of us at Stand Up for News. We can get you a sample. This bottle is a $40 bottle, and I'm giving it to you to give to your husband.
I need it.
Okay, we're going to call it Conjointment because it's going to my husband.
I got one for you, Manny.
If we're passing out Mod Joints, I'm good.
Yeah,
it does work for physical ailments.
Because I got arthritis.
I know it's going to work, so I'm giving you a big one.
I gave one to my wife, and unfortunately, we're still divorced.
You got any so. With some THC topical spray?
Russell,
do you know anybody, like anybody that has, like your grandma or anything like that? Kurt?
Hey, don't bogart that Modjointment, my
There's
friend.
There's one for you. And
pass
I got
one for
sorry,
me.
Sorry.
You get Modjointment,
you guys. Modjointment.
All right.
Next up on the agenda is going to be Orlando Invasion, you guys.
Woo! Oh, man, the cannons.
Robin Savage comes with many, what's the word, accolades. And so she's hosting the first room at Royal Vapor starting at 6 o'clock. 15 comics will be coming from Orlando to invade our turf. And if you're in town, Kurt Ryan, you want to join, you can help us defend Tampa from these invading comedians. These barbarians are coming to bang on our doors. Jim is going to be hosting. Well, we'll move to the next mic. Jazzy Cat DeLauren's going to be hosting. She already hosts that mic, and that mic starts at 6. But then, Manny, you're going to be hosting Tiki Tavern.
Tiki Tavern.
And this is on June 19th, okay? Juneteenth. So I know you guys don't have anything to do that day. So then,
I'm slightly busy.
So then, 6:30, you start your mic. We'll stagger it. And then Captain Jim and WrestleMania will be hosting together at the final mic, the Twisted Tiki in St. Pete Beach. Ooh. And that'll start at 8 o'clock. Okay? And then I'm going to just go to all of them and knock everybody's socks off. We're going to do a great job. We did a successful one 3 years ago. The first one was only 3 mics, and it was only like 8 comics. Now we have like 15 nice. Orlando yes. comedians that think they're going to come and punk us out on our turf.
Oh, come out and support your Tampa Bay comics. Come on down to the beach and do the twist with us.
Yes. They can't even handle DeSantis in Orlando.
I don't know.
You're
trash.
I'm in the middle.
I do it on the
like, that's where I like
on
it.
On stage, you know.
Yeah, pick a side. Pick a side, Russ. Pick a side,
yeah,
right?
I pick the side to stand up for news,
which
baby.
Side of the line?
Yeah,
that's what's up. Clap, clap.
Yes, yes.
So, our special guest, Kurt Ryan, you've become the meme king of Facebook and Instagram and stuff. In my eyes, you've made me laugh and cry at the same time many times. And then you killed it last night. Nathan Gilardi, our other correspondent for Stand Up for News, he said, let's get Kurt on the show. But he said you destroyed it yesterday. I like hearing that. It's awesome. And then, well, I'm going to start the interview by asking, when did you start stand-up comedy?
I started in 2014.
Oh, wow. That same, I started 2 years later, actually. Okay. And then, where did you start doing it at? What was your first open mic?
It was at a place in Baltimore, Maryland. It was, like most open mics, it was at a shitty dive bar where... crappy dive bar. My bad.
It wasn't me this time. That's the number one rule. We're on a very nice Christian conservative radio station here. It's a family show. Not really, but... this show is not, but this is a family station.
No profanity.
It's okay, because I did that 2 times in a row last week and the week before because Manny wasn't here. That's the only connecting thing I can realize. That Manny was gone those 2 times I did it. Anyway, what was the place called?
It was a dive bar called Sidebar. It was very shady, sketchy.
We have one called that here.
I feel like people... it had a vibe where you're like, well, possibly more than 9 people have probably been stabbed here.
How did that night go? Did you do good?
It went okay. It was my first set, though. So, like, now when I think about it, I probably would cringe.
Right. I've seen my first set, and I cringe a lot.
So were you always into comedy growing up, or was there like something? What made you switch? And it was like, okay, you know what? I actually want to try this. Was it something you were always interested in, or?
I was always a weird, like, autistic nerd about comedy when I was a kid. Oh, yeah. I guess you know. I guess
what Nathan said. You got the tism.
My son's
got the tism, but he's hilarious too. He writes real good material. I use it.
So does that mean you have comedy locked down to a precise science? You know, we got to figure it out, or is that?
That's pretty much like I had to develop a sense of humor. People are just going to give me a rough time in special ed classes or whatever.
I got you. If you know what makes them laugh, that's all that matters. Where's your favorite place to perform now?
I don't know. Anywhere I can get up is fine with me.
That's awesome. Where do you live at now?
I live in Maryland still.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
You're on vacations? That's what's going on?
Yeah, and I'm out here touring. Do that show with Nathan.
I had you booked for the one place. I'm not even going to say the name of it. But unfortunately, we lost that room. That room lost us because we said we don't want to try to even discuss the situation to come back.
That was supposed to be the first mic I did when I got here, and then it got canceled.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. we had a situation with the hecklers. How do you handle hecklers? When anybody ever heckle you?
If my advice to comics, if you don't want to get heckled, just say you're autistic.
Yeah, there you go.
That's also how I get free candy at the bank. Oh, by the way.
So that's good because I had Twitter, to deal with a crowd. The other night, Jazzy Cat, which is a great room. I've been there and killed it. But last time I was there, it was just a whole table that wouldn't stop talking. It's a bar show, you know, open mic. So they just were really loud. So the women were really loud. No offense to women, though.
Dang, women.
This one or identifies as one. I'm just saying.
Can't call women.
But the guys were kind of just like minding their own business, not paying attention. The girls were super loud. But the place was built for acoustics, so it was like echoing everywhere, you know. Nobody heard anything anybody was saying on the mic, so I handled it by just talking to them about the Orlando Invasion, June 19th, you guys, starting at the Royal Vapor Lounge, then we're going to move to Tiki Tavern, and then we're going to go Jazzy Cat, and then Tiki Tavern, and then we're going to move to the Twisted Tiki. All right.
One more fun question. Is it okay?
Yeah.
There's one last question here. I'm always interested in this. What was your most memorable bomb? Was there ever a time you bombed really, really bad? Is there one that that sticks out?
I'm hitting questions, man. Dang.
Well, one time I was booked on a show in the back of a deli.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It's like,
it's already off to a great start.
I think I worked
jokes really better than
you bomb at a deli, no way.
Yeah. I don't know why people think they can just put stand-up comedy anywhere and it'll work.
Where's the weirdest place ever then?
I'm like up there doing a set and people are like ordering pastrami sandwiches.
I said a quarter pound of
that. Meanwhile, I'm on the microphone talking about my genitals. It's just not a mixture of events.
I'll have what he's having.
Yeah. Well, we have the meat.
Already
did a mic at it was a fitness center. They took all the equipment out and they put in tables and chairs and we had a giant mirror behind us, you know, because it's a fitness center. And when the joke didn't work on one of them, I turned around and I'm like, why'd you tell that? What is wrong with you? Why'd you even say that joke?
Almost as bad as making fun of homeless people at a homeless event. I gotta say, that's pretty rough. I don't know who would do that.
To read your crowd, man. Yeah.
Anybody have a question for Kurt as well?
I have one more question for Kurt.
Go ahead.
I kind of got to know you through your memes. You have very funny memes. Do you want to talk anything about like where you come up with your memes and then who follows your memes? Because you're really good at that.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, I don't know. I just started making memes about. I mostly make memes about stand-up comedy, so it's very niche. So yeah. if you don't do stand-up comedy, you might be like, why is this funny? Yeah. I don't understand why this is funny. But I just something I enjoy doing. It was just a dumb thing. I didn't think it would lead to anything, but a lot of comics tell me they enjoy it, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, we do.
I'm one of them.
I like it. It's like kind of putting some people in a, maybe if they're paying attention, at a perspective level where it's funny to some, and to some they need to hear it or see it. Right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Oh, you're right.
You know what I'm talking about, Russell?
Oh, yeah.
I know nothing.
He's the meme king, my man.
Yeah.
Do you have a meme you can describe and share that's one of your favorites?
I don't know. I can say my favorite meme, like, image I've used is, like, when Bush was being told about 9/11 and he's getting whispered in his ear. I used, like, that's one I used.
Deer in the headlights look.
It's weird to describe memes over the radio.
Yeah. That's why I asked you to do it. I'm going to ask someone with autism to describe a meme
visually impaired.
For people that can't see us. Understand.
People are like, that doesn't sound phony.
We can pull one up if you want, too. We got the computer thing.
Oh, I would say I'm not able to log again.
That's all right.
We made it up. He doesn't do any memes. This whole thing is just a sham. Do you want to give your handle out since we're talking about your memes and all that? Like, where we
go? Show, plug in the next room.
Like, where can we find these memes?
I know one of them I'm going to plug, but I didn't know if you wanted to plug it. I get the honor to open for you, and Nathan Gilardi, because Nathan's super funny, and I think he's ready to pop, you know, to get to a next level. I can't wait for that show on June 11th at Sunshine City Comedy Club, and I hope everybody here buys a ticket and please come support. Even you, buddy, you want to come to a show, June 11th. So, Sunshine.
Don't talk to me, please.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Sunshine City Comedy Club, June 11th. Just, you know what time it starts, box, right? 8 o'clock, I believe. Or?
Yeah, it starts at 8.
Sunshine City, they've really renovated it very nicely. The chairs are super comfortable. Very great place. Very good place to chill out.
St. Pete Beach.
On St. Pete Beach, chill out and listen to some hilarious comedy.
Sunshine City. Their open mic host is Nate Roscoe. We were talking about him on the way here, man. Right. He's funny. Nate Roscoe. Sorry. Forrest Beers.
Forrest Beers.
He's funny, too. I always get those two mixed up. They're both funny. Huh?
His name reminds me when I was underage and I take a six-pack into the woods and drink them. They're my Forrest Beers.
Drink, Forrest, drink!
You know, I just occurred, we were talking about this being a wrestle-themed Robin Macho Man Savage, you got WrestleMania. That fella in the booth, he looks like Cindy Lauper's father on Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
That's Captain Lou Albano.
Captain Lou Albano.
He had the rubber bands in his beard.
Yeah. It was expensive costuming right there.
Are you telling me he wasn't really...
I couldn't quite pinpoint the Samoan I wanted to.
Good job, Robin.
I think he's a Kenny Rogers, handsome-looking gentleman, if you ask me. Very smooth.
Very stoic there.
All right, well, here on Stand Up For News, I know, Nathan, you told me he did not tell you, so I hope you understand now. We've got the news. We stand up for the news, because the news cannot stand up for itself.
Why not?
The news was born in a wheelchair, and it ain't got no legs.
Hallelujah.
So when some bully comes and tries shaking down the news, you know, the news calls us, and we go stand up for the news, you know, and we're super passionate about it. So passionate about it. Like, my wife's like, why can't you, know, stay home sometimes, you know, and stand up for your son?
Preach, brother.
Or maybe you could come around and stand up for me once in a while, you know, or your family. Stand up for your family. I'm like, I'm doing this for my family. I'm standing up for the news. So we you like watching the news?
I don't know. I feel like I'm one of those uninformed people that
it's irrelevant. It's not relevant. Your answer.
But I'm happy. I'm happy.
This is the perfect
answer
for you.
It doesn't matter what your answer
is. I'm honest about it.
Are you ready to stand up for the news?
Yep.
Without saying any more naughty words, you guys.
But I know what's going on. You know, the wildfires.
Yeah.
Like that.
Smogging it up, aren't they?
I'm keeping up with some stuff.
Well, we start with me, and we go in a counterclockwise circle. So I'll start out right now. I'm not doing that one, though. Okay, two days ago, a Florida woman went to her neighbor's home to discuss the long feud between their children after they had an altercation. One of them threw a roller skate, at the other one's head. So she goes over there with her 10-year-old and knocks on the door, and the lady inside takes a gun and shoots her right through the door and kills her in front of her 10-year-old child. Yeah, I know, you guys. Knock, knock, Robin.
Who's there?
Bang!
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Apparently, was it a no knock warrant?
Yeah. You know, when I was a kid, I was like, my mom will beat up your mom, you know? I didn't have a mom, but if I did, or my dad will beat up your dad, you know? And now it's my mom will shoot your mom. And now the worst part is they got to buy a new door, too.
Yeah.
I got to get a new door. It's probably, you know, like walnut or something nice. Like, all right, your turn, Mom.
Okay. Jane Johnston, the actor who voiced the character of Jimmy Pesto Sr. on Bob's Burgers, was arrested Wednesday in California and charged in connection with the January 6th Capitol riots.
What?
If he ends up going to jail, the name Wagstaff will have a very different meaning.
Your turn, Kurt Ryan.
Let's see. Well, I didn't have time for... But I saw that Pat Robertson died.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
Which, you know, seems like an appropriate way to celebrate Pride Month, you know.
Hey, man.
Oh, where's that thing?
Can I get a gay man, please?
Gay man, baby. I'm going to deliver the eulogy. Yes, I am.
Russell X Mania, your turn, bud.
Okay. Now, this one's pushing the boundaries of radio. Okay, apparently a minister by the name of James David Manning from New York City, he's a pastor in one of their churches, claims that Starbucks puts gay semen in their coffee to make it taste sweeter. Is that what a shot is? Now, first of all,
that's the kind Captain Jim has on his boat.
First of all, this is a great job for me, so I have a whole new career plan in mind. But it would be, because I'm diabetic, it'd have to be zero sugar.
he needs a vegan variety, you know?
Oh, no. Gay people are not vegan, okay? We like meat.
Nothing but the real thing.
That's even more insulting when they don't get your name right. What?
Captain Jim!
All right. Millions of East Coast residents are now dealing with unhealthy air from wildfires in Canada as smoke blankets wide expanses of the Northeast, as well as major cities like New York and Washington, D.C. During a campaign event and Klan rally at the Arkansas governor's mansion, Donald Trump complained that Canada is not sending us their best smoke. Wait. He said that from where?
Yeah, America wants, we don't want none of the smoke. We don't want no smoke, you know? Well, that's a hip-hop term. I'm sorry about that. Sorry to get all ebonic on you guys. You know?
You're so gangster. You know?
Yeah. I can't wait for the next edition of Fires Gone Wild. It's going to be... We're going to have California fires. The best of everything. Wild.
Well, uncensored.
Yeah. All right. Wild, so this is actually a true story, believe it or not. A service dog from New Jersey got a college diploma from Seton Hall University last week. Wow, these Air Bud movies are really pushing the envelope these days, I gotta say, you know. But honestly, this is sad because it means I'll never get a job, because even dogs have more impressive resumes than me now.
It's sad, you know. They have higher pedigrees than most of us here.
A woman in Orlando and her boyfriend, they go to the mall the other day, you might have heard this, and they leave their young children in the car. While the mother was shoplifting for over an hour, the children found mom's crack pipe lighter and caught the car on fire. Oh. And one of the boys got first-degree burns even on his face, it said. She left the mall and she walked out to her car exploding. Onlookers rescue the boys just in time for them to see the mom being arrested for shoplifting. Too bad she didn't shoplift a fire extinguisher. Yeah. Ironically, the boy who was burned, his name was Freddy.
Oh.
The worst part is, for mom, though, her insurance won't cover that.
No.
No. That's, what did Freddie say to the mom? Was he just saying, the cops are one, two, coming for
he's
you.
Like, wait till you go to sleep, mom.
Three, four, why'd you lock the door?
How can they be locked in, too? That's what no, I was like.
Die, witch.
She left the car running, I guess, too. It's crazy.
Oh, man.
All right, well.
Yeah, you
got to
leave it. Well, let me stop.
Okay, so Kurt had talked about Pat Robertson dying. So Pat Robertson was a religious leader who was known for his 700 Club television show. And he died at the age of 93. Robertson in the past had blamed natural disasters on gay and feminists. When questioned, the floods, hurricanes, and earthquakes said, yeah, Pat, that's not how we work.
That brings us to our other sponsor, Mystery Airheads. Have you ever had the candy Airheads, you guys?
Yeah.
Have you ever had Mystery Airheads?
Yeah.
They're like the glory hole of candies, you guys. You never know what you're going to get, but it always tastes good. Yeah. Kurt, back to you.
All right. It says, Canadian wildfire smoke is disrupting U.S. air travel, and we're all just waiting for Canada to say sorry.
I think it was sorry, A.
Sorry, A.
Oh, okay, here we go. We got another thing about Target.
Okay.
We no longer are allowed in our community to say Target. We have taken away their gay card status.
Such an easy target for jokes, though.
It is. Open themselves up like a bullseye. But a gay couple yesterday were refused. They weren't allowed to purchase a onesie. They weren't allowed to purchase a onesie that was Pride themed. When they went to the self checkout, it scanned, and the clerk said to come. The manager came and said, "We couldn't sell it to you." Now, they called corporate, and corporate said there's nothing they can do about it. So you see, this is why people continue to steal from Target. They try to buy the stuff, then they're told they can't. I believe if it's on the shelf with a price sticker and a barcode, you sell it and don't worry about it. But the manager was afraid that she'd get fired. Really, getting fired from Target is the worst thing that happened? Really? Honestly, try working one day at Walmart. Yeah.
Talk about a blessing not in disguise, right?
A school district north of Salt Lake City, Utah, removed the Bible from its elementary and middle schools after a committee reviewed the scripture in response to a parental complaint. The complaint stated that the Bible contains instances of incest, prostitution, and rape. Well, it's about time. There are parts of the Bible that read like the screenplay to a Quentin Tarantino film.
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys know that the God of the Old Testament had a favorite soda he liked to drink after working up an ungodly thirst killing sinners? It was a refreshing lemon-lime soda called Smite. Smite, the flavor will hit you like a bolt of lightning.
What was that list that sounded like Quentin Tarantino? What was the list of things you said? What was the list?
You want me to say that again on the radio?
Oh, no, just a little. Never mind, forget it.
Your turn, man.
Yeah. I was going to say it also sounded like Russell's browser history, but. It,
don't be jealous.
All right, let's see. Okay, so, all right, this is going to be a little racy. All right, a man in China was in big trouble, this is also true, when 17 of his girlfriends showed up to visit him in the hospital after a car accident. You know, the Chinese man was just as confused and stated, it's not my fault. They all look alike. All right. Sorry. Next one. You guys are horrible for laughing at that.
We're the bad ones.
Yeah. All right. 2 days ago in Kakhovka Dam. Okay. The Kakhovka Dam in Ukraine destroyed by a Russian attack, causing thousands of citizens homeless right now, and hundreds are trapped still, you guys. Russia denies it was them, and they claim it was a terrorism attack. They pretty much say they don't give a damn.
Okay, that's good. I think you need to blow your whistle on that one.
Thanks, Mom.
There you go.
Thank you, Mom.
I live for your gratitude.
Sure, Mom.
Your approval in life.
Sure, okay. Mom.
You want to make you proud. My real mom left me when I was 12.
Oh.
I was put in a foster care home until I ran away when I was 17 to be a stand-up comedian. Yeah.
I told you, that's a movie Annie. I don't know. Yeah, okay, that's perfect.
It's a hard knock life for James. It's a hard knock life for James.
I don't know any words.
Okay, despite book bans, the LGBTQ+ fiction sales are up 175% since before the pandemic. Who knows that something wrong, naughty, and taboo would make people buy the things that people are saying not to buy?
I don't know. I was the one that bought most stuff that might get
that. What if people in like who were corduroy started like telling the people like, hey, let's do the thing instead of like a band.
The Santé's gonna come back. You know what? In second thought, trans people drag people are fantastic. Let's just keep it, you know?
Yeah. Like if a guy who wore Dickies all the time was like, hey, why don't we start a drag show? I think it would become uncool, but you make something taboo and then you know, go up 176%.
It has me thinking Disney should do Drags on Ice. That one, he would really hate that. The Santas would really hate that, right? They had a drag
really kind of do, because the guy, there is a man in the Frozen outfit, as a girl. So yeah. He kind of is drag anyway. Yeah.
That's true.
Snow White, yeah. She drifted.
Yeah. She's like Ursula, right? She has to be one of the most famous drag queens from Little Mermaid.
It's Divine. Divine. She's based on Divine.
Oh, really? I knew something was going up there. All right.
Oh, I guess it is my turn. Hello.
Well, Kurt, did you have one? It was Kurt after Robin, and then
yeah, sure, go.
Oh, okay. A lot of anti-gay groups were upset with the store. Target for having a Pride collection, but I feel like if
you want to cure these people of their homophobia, just have them wait in a Walmart line. They'll be begging to go back to Target.
Well, second thought, the gays aren't that bad. A lot more pleasant.
This is true. I think next time when I go, you know, to a sporting goods store and I see a gun display, maybe I should take an axe to that. You know, because it offends me. Yeah. Whatever.
Now you look and sound like Michael Moore. It's perfect.
Check, please.
That's so funny.
Okay. I got a couple of... Oh, that's all right. I got a couple of quickie ones. All right. First off, this is a Wizard of Us update. Ding dong, the Wicked Witch truly is dead. May. No. You know, yeah, we're not going to say who, but we know who. Pat Robertson, may you rest in pieces. And on fire. And an update to Kermit the Frog. Kermit the Frog did get bailed out by Miss Piggy. He was arrested for singing the Rainbow Connection at a public school in Florida. Ron DeSantis personally did take him into custody because, again, it's Disney property now. And, you know, so anyway with that. So that's my two things, and I got something more perverted later. All right.
Captain Jim?
You don't want to share that perversion with us now?
Savoring the moment.
Here in Florida, a sign with a homophobic slur outside of a Tallahassee business called Rick's Repair Shop reads, quote, "Veterans get a day, F's and child molesters get a month." Why? Why, Rick? Maybe it's because of people like you who don't understand that veterans are valued and honored every day of the year, while homosexuals are threatened and ridiculed every day of their lives. Besides, you big dummy, you would triple your business if you put a rainbow flag out in front of your garage during the month of June. I bet you'd understand then, wouldn't you?
All right. So, would a gay veteran person get twice the benefits? Is that right?
That's a gold mine there, baby.
I do love a man in uniform.
No, don't. Or how about
I think you love a man more out of uniform.
How about a veteran gay guy? Like someone who's been doing it for a while, you know? Like a veteran gay guy? How about that? Someone who's like very
skilled. That would be me. I've been in our general on that. I've been in the trenches for years.
Can anybody text him the link to sign up? Russ, to the link to sign up?
All right. Come on, let's get it together.
All right, let's see. Tighten up, everybody. Come this on, is crazy. Guys. You know, what is this?
You want to come on?
You got the news to report here, darn it. All right, let's see. Okay, so Kurt Cobain's broken guitar, this is true, was recently sold for nearly $600,000,
wow.
Right? Yeah, experts believe that it would have been sold for more if it didn't smell so much like Teen Spirit.
did it come as it is?
Remember that song?
I thought that was so stupid.
Remember that song where Kurt's like, "I don't have a gun."
Oh, yeah. Well, I think the autopsy begs to differ.
I beg to differ. He did have a gun.
I believe he had a gun, sir.
All right. Remember when a man was arrested last week for beating a 5-year-old severely and putting him into the ER? The man used a mop handle to crack the kid over the head a bunch of times and beat him real bad. Wow. Yeah. Not only did he beat the crap out of that kid, that 5-year-old, he got his chores done, too. Yeah. He mopped the floor with that 5-year-old kid.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, the story is today that his mom is now not getting a bond either. She took him to the hospital too late, you know. That's why she's not getting. She's being charged too.
Yeah. You don't take your kid after he mopped the floor.
Yeah. That kid's going into foster care home, is what I'm telling you. Like I did, is what's about to happen if he lives.
Oh,
he got his butt
whooped. It is a hard knock life.
Yeah, at least he got his chores done.
You were raised by Jodie Foster. That explains a lot.
It's a hard mop.
Hello, Clarence.
that's like me in a
wow. It's brutal, man. It's so dark.
Sorry.
Standing up for the news is not easy. Clap, clap.
Especially when you're reporting all the morbid stuff that you go.
You gotta say the things.
James is great on reporting on morbid news.
Well, nobody in the real news wants to say it right. When you watch CNN or NBC or whatever, they don't say it right. I gotta tell it the right way.
Yeah, he's
or else
for
it's just like doesn't make sense, you know?
So Russell was talking about Wizard of Oz a moment ago. So a Minnesota man has been indicted for stealing a pair of ruby red slippers that were originally worn by Garland in the original Wizard of Oz. The shoes were estimated to be worth $3.5 million. The Minnesota man kept them in his home for 18 years as he never found the right outfit that would match them.
I do.
Hey, Russell, if the shoe fits, wear it.
There's no place like home.
Oh, I'm so glad you're back in studio with us. All right, well, I guess it's Kurt Ryan's turn.
Kurt Russell has appeared in studio.
That would be killer.
Kurt Russellmania.
This is a... Well, I don't know. This isn't like an important news story, but it's something I saw on Facebook. A bunch of comedians were complaining about this other comedian named Matt Rife, who...
Yeah,
he posted a poster for his world tour, and he shows his abs. He's a really good-looking guy, and I want to just tell Matt Rife to stay strong because I know what it's like to be hated for being a handsome comedian.
That's right.
He went doing like 40 small shows to be doing a whole bunch of bigger venues once a week, so he's breaking it up. He's going to make a lot more money. He's hilarious, I think. I mean, I saw his crowd work about the girlfriend that has a friend that's a boy, and they're like, he's not a friend, you know the bit I'm talking about, right? Do you have a I can't talk about it in front of Robin.
Let's get to it. How are his abs? Can we get down to it?
I can answer that question. They are fabulous. You know, like, and I don't blame him for doing it, because basically, if you don't know who he is, you're not a comedian, you're not female, you're not gay. Okay, because just about every gay dude knows who this guy is. Okay. And I'm looking at him. He's got, you know, movie star looks. He is going to be, like, really big on the movie screen
one
day.
He's going to pop. In a year from now, they say he's going to pop super hard. And those baby blues are popping.
It's funny, because I made a meme about him on Instagram, and he commented on the meme. So now I'm just like, I think he...
Describe the meme.
He's got good taste in memes, and he's good looking.
What are you saying? Do you like my abs? Was that his comment? Hey, check out my abs.
Want to touch them?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
I'm talking to you.
I don't care.
Russell, it is your turn, though.
Okay, all right.
I know you have more news to stand up for.
Yeah, this is, okay, my last one that I can remember. Okay, a minister, Jason Grabber. Believe it or not, Grabber. You know you're in trouble when your last name is Grabber. Okay. He believes that all parents of trans kids need to be arrested, prosecuted, and shot in the head and hung from a bridge.
That's excessive.
He was very precise. We're not supposed to encourage that behavior because, you know, whatever. So I'm like going, you know, he got fired from the church.
No way.
Yes, the church.
I thought they liked that crap.
Well, okay, this is the Sure Foundation, the Baptist Church. Again, the Baptists causing all this trouble. If you're a Baptist out there, no offense, because there are a lot of good Baptist churches out there.
Yeah,
they don't do this crap. But and we give a little shout out to the churches that do embrace diversity.
Everybody should be embraced, you know. I'm going to embrace you guys for a photo, group photo afterwards. Don't let me forget.
Okay. And anyway, so but the church has yet to issue an apology from them. But, you know, all I can say is, you know, I was ordained as a minister.
Oh, man.
And I am now the Jedi minister. Because I believe in the Force.
Yeah, be careful where you put that lightsaber.
Poke your eye out.
I'm on the air. I better be good. Anyway,
got a double-sided lightsaber? Whoa.
Anyway, I'm just saying that I chose that because...
Darth Mania.
Darth Mania. Ooh. I got to work on that one. I've actually married people dressed as Yoda.
Oh, really?
So it's
you
been
were
just
cool. Yoda?
Married you are, I pronounce it. Married I did, as Yoda I was. I don't
You're
know.
Silly.
I get extra when I do that. And I marry people as Elton John, too. But anyway, not Cartman yet, but I'm hoping so.
Oh,
oh my God.
That would be really good. I could get the whole South Park gang. We'd do the song. It'd be great. But anyway, so that is just one of many things that this is the reason that we have pride. This is the reason for Pride. And when people ask me, where do we have straight man Pride? It's called the Super Bowl. It's called Gasparilla, which I will be out picketing myself. Okay, because we can't have drag queens in public. We certainly can't have women with beads and nakedness and all that.
Whoa, come on, no.
What's good for the
We're
goose?
We're on your side.
What's good for the goose is good for the gophers. Okay, I'm just saying.
Good for the gonads. I'm a person. My name is
Fred. You know, I didn't say we should shut down those Hooters.
I don't go to Hooters.
No one goes to Hooters for the Hooters. All right.
Yeah, they go there for the wings, right?
Yeah, they go there for the wings sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I go to the gay clubs just to hear the music.
Yeah. Man, Russ is so out of touch with being straight. He thinks we enjoy the Hooters. You know, he's like, I don't go to the exotic bookstore and make a big mess.
That's why I am. That's why I'm heterosexually challenged. Okay. All right, I'm through.
Card in the air.
Let's pull this ship back around, Captain.
All right, back on course. On Tuesday, the PGA Tour announced a merger with Saudi-based LIV Golf. As part of the deal, no alcohol will be permitted at tour events. A two-stroke penalty will be changed to 4 lashes, and women players in the LPGA will need a male relative to drive the golf cart. Any player who violates the new rules will have their golf clubs beheaded.
That sounds so gay, doesn't it? I mean, that just... No, I'm just sorry.
I was going to say, is it a Christian tournament? I don't understand what's happening there. Pazing! That's right. What is it, a Baptist tournament? I'm sorry. We love the Baptist community.
It's dedicated to Pat Robertson.
Yeah, Pat Robertson. Okay,
in his memory.
Hatred. All 700 of his clubs, you know? Remember all the... You know? He started off with 698. But, There you go. Woo, woo. All right, so an Indiana man is seriously injured after a grenade he found in his grandfather's closet exploded. Now, I know it's Pride Month, but talk about coming out the closet with a bang. Now, the grandfather stated that he told the grandson moments before, don't look at what's inside of that closet unless you want to be blown away.
All right. In Japan last week, they released at stores, grocery stores, and stuff, the new palms scan and facial recognition that takes the money right out of your account when you check out. You don't do anything but walk by and put your palm down. And people are warning you. Like the Bible says, the mark of the beast will be in the right hand where they're put. And they said you got to use your right hand for that thing, you know? And then for the palm scan, it said right hand. I read it right, just right there. And then it also, the mark of the beast will be in your forehead, which scans your forehead too. But luckily for my real mom, she was born without a right hand. Did you know that? Yeah. Only a left hand. And good thing for her too, that she has a 5 head. Not a 4 head. It's like way up here.
Can you handcuff somebody with one hand?
Yes. Like, that's a good question. I double charge.
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm trying to get the right thing. Let me restart.
Okay, a support group in the UK is using sheep as emotional support animals. Yeah, they are said to improve mental health and prevent people from being in a bad mood. My fear is that emotional sheep will come to the U.S. and flock to the Home Depot like every dog whose owner buys a hammer.
Because of the wildfires, the air quality in New York is some of the worst it's ever been. But New Yorkers are hopeful that the air quality will get better so they can really smell the pee again.
You gotta be doing
smells good. My jointment smells good. Can you guys smell it?
I can.
Through the bottle, that smells good.
Smells a lot better.
It's made with beeswax, mint oil, and the THC infused oil with the CBD in it too, you know? Right. Smells great.
I sure hope they're paying you well, James.
Stand up for you.
Alrighty, I do have one more.
What is your turn?
Yes, one more. I didn't even remember about this. Western Washington University Planned Parenthood Plan Action held their 8th annual condom fashion show.
Oh.
This year's theme was glitz and glamour. Basically, a lot of drag queens are wearing well, pretty much what Lady Gaga would wear, you know, condoms and stuff. Maybe they were glow in the dark ones. I don't know.
Or they were flavored, you know.
And they would be fruity. Anyway, this event was created to get rid of the stigma of condoms and to, you know, practice safe sex. And I guess you're already ready. You're dressed and ready at the same time. You don't even have to take your clothes off. You're ready to go. That's, you know, one thing. I've seen pictures of it, and people, oh my goodness. I can't describe the nonsense, the hats, and the, oh my.
I bet. Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, it gives me an idea for a show, though. So stay tuned.
So, were they dressed in outfits that appear to be condoms, or is that
no, they, some of them were. Some of them just used the packets.
Oh, them came no, in
and
it did just
that and
it
did all that.
Okay.
And I just want to plug my open mic at the Parrot in Lakeland. It's Pride during our Pride Week in Polk. It'll be the 13th. And I have Gregory Metz, I have the Bree, and I have Alex Sensi coming in from Orlando. So
nice.
There we go. So
will there be condoms or
we used to actually give out. We had a bowl of condoms.
We had a bowl of condoms,
and Polk County said that was a no-no.
And the fact that it's a gay club, that joke actually was a legitimate question.
It isn't a gay club. It isn't a gay club. It is an all-inclusive entertainment complex.
Sounds like a gay club to me.
Why don't you go check it out, Manny, and give us a special report?
If you insist, Jim.
Blow by blow.
Come on, let's get this thing going. I got some news to steal.
Okay. Over in Europe, a domesticated beluga whale named Vladimir has been spotted off the coast of Sweden after first arousing suspicion of spying for Russia in 2019 when he showed up in the waters off Norway wearing a harness with the name, quote, St. Petersburg Equipment that was designed to hold a camera. Stand Up For News interns researched St. Petersburg Equipment. I found it really is a local retailer here in Florida offering the finest equipment for anyone who lives in St. Petersburg, including vape pens, dog strollers, vape pens for dogs, brewing equipment for dogs, and rainbow flags for days.
Yeah!
Oops. Change that to rainbow flags for dogs.
And condoms for dogs.
They would be wiener dogs. Good boy, good boy.
That's the joke that keeps on coming.
All right. You got any more news to stand up for?
Yes, sir. I got some German news to stand up for. German. Stand up and salute.
If I can't put a little finger on you, that was way worse.
Okay, so a not German court.
What world am I living in right now?
All right.
It's an inside joke, guys. Okay, back to the news.
So a not German court says it has given an 82-year-old man a last warning to avoid jail time after he was found guilty of running drugs. Right? Authorities were shocked to find that there was such a large black market for arthritis and blood pressure medication. But his defense team released a statement saying, there's no way my client was drug running. At 82, the only thing that's running is his farts.
All done, silly. Sorry. Stand Up For News is brought to you by our other sponsor, Fitbit. My wife got me a Fitbit for my birthday, you guys, but guess what? I don't need a Fitbit to know I'm not a bit fit. All right, now pick a number. This is called the number game. Kurt Ryan, I'm going to let you pick a number 1 through 536. That's how many jokes are in this book. These are not Stand Up For News jokes. These are my personal jokes that I do when I'm not in character on the radio. So, pick a number.
62.
Oh, man. You gotta go way back.
I was gonna say a joke about 62.
The newer ones are way better.
I was gonna say
62. No one's ever said 62.
They should've.
Oh, man.
Hey, we're getting a hand.
We're getting 5 minutes left in the show hand. All right. Well, with 5 minutes left, I'd like to plug Ma Jointment again. Ma Jointment will fix any of the hurt feelings that you get after you bomb on stage. Just spray it all over yourself. And then it don't hurt anymore as much. You won't cry in your. He said 60 something?
62.
Oh, that's a big number.
Oh, man. How do you spell 62?
It's hard for me to
say. I'm working on it.
They're all numbered, but just not in order. It was just put right
now. I'll tell you what.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Oh. Where do Jewish Nazis... Oh, sorry. Jewish... white supremacists go to buy their jewelry. KKK Jewelers. Where do white supremacists go to get their gasoline?
Circle
KKK. Circle KKK. That's where they get the gas to like burn crosses on people's lawns.
I thought it was Wawa.
No, that's Wawa is where people go that have stuttering problems to get their fuel, so that way they don't have to tell their buddies that they shop for gas at Shell. All right, well, now it's your turn again, Robin.
Okay. The Australian government announced Wednesday that they renamed Fraser Island to Kigari. Other names in the running were Niles, Daphne. They also wanted to rename it Maris, but they were worried no one would see it.
Don't forget June 19th, Juneteenth, the Orlando invasion. It's starting at the Royal Vapor with the esteemed Robin the Macho Woman Savage as your host. And then we're moving to Jazzy Cat Cafe. I've been there. It's a lot of fun, good food. That's going to start at 6 o'clock as well, because it's so far away we don't have to stagger that one. But the next one's a half an hour later at 6:30 with your host, Manny Avila, host of Stand Up for News, will be hosting that one. Robin's a host of it too. But also, Tiki Tavern's 530 49th Ave South. So it's a block and a half away from the Jazzy Cat. And then we're going to go to the Twisted Tiki, where Captain Jim Marvin and Russell Maxmania will be co-hosting
Let's
the Twist Finale
again.
Party. And I am telling you this, Russell, now, because you're going to have to pick a side. So you're going to represent Orlando. Is that how you say the word? Represent?
Orlando can bite me. They have bad traffic. You can't get there. My God, the whole freeway just shuts down for
Sounds
no
like
reason at all.
Yeah.
So you guys hosting as a tandem. He'll be the captain and you'll be the seaman.
That's going to work. He'll be your first mate, mate. All right. Well,
Russell's going to be below decks the whole show. Oh no, I'm going to be on top, baby. You're going to be bubble down the coast.
Kurt Ryan, you want to plug your hour show for us? I want to hear you plug it this time. I did it last time.
Again, I'm going to be at Sunshine Comedy Club on June 11th, featuring for Nathan Giraldi and. James is hosting. It'll be a good show.
All right. Can't wait to see that. What's the date one more time?
June 11th. This coming Sunday.
Sunday.
St. Pete Beach at the Old Coconuts, the new Sunshine City Comedy Club, which, you know, the host is not who I said earlier. It is actually Forrest Beers. What did you say about Forrest, Jim?
Oh, his name reminds me of where I used to go to drink six packs that I took from my parents when I was underage.
From your stepdad.
Yep, went out in the woods and drank them. They were my Forrest Beers.
Forrest Beers.
Well, thank
right
you
next
for
to your
coming.
Forrest oh, Dirty Mags.
Dude, you had them.
Man. That was such a big thing, Forrest and Dirty Mags at some point.
Yeah, out in our fort, we dug a little fort out and built tree houses, and you'd find a stash up there. Stole them from my uncle John. Sorry, John.
He was in
Nam when I stole them. He just got back from Nam.
He left all the stuff
at Grandma's and I took it.
He comes back.
Well, that's our 1 minute left. Thank you, Kurt Ryan, for being here. We appreciate you. I hope you had fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Very convincing. It's like we have you at gunpoint. You know,
I have to make most of my jokes
don't
on
say
the
that.
Spot.
The FBI will be here.
Would you come back?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's our show. Ready, everybody? Stand up for news.
Stand up for news.
Oh yeah.
We'll stand up for you.
Yes, we will.
You can stand up too.
Don't sit down.
Don't sit down.
Not at all.
Stand up now.
Get up.
Stand up for news.
Stand up.
Stand up for news.
We'll see you next week again. I love you.
Oh, good.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
You're listening to the Tantalk Radio Network.